Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Once again, this is Apostle E.J. Melvin, and I am your Marketplace Apostle. It is a wonderful day in the kingdom of God, and the glory of the Lord is shining round about us today. So I say unto you, woman of God, arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Amen and amen to that. Welcome back to Waves of Glory here on blogtalkradio.com. We're going to continue today speaking about the day of the woman. Ladies, it is our day. God is breathing into us the breath of life. He is raising us up to stand on our feet. He is raising the standard where our lives are concerned, concerning ministry, concerning finances, concerning personal relationships. God himself is raising the standard. Today, we're going to be talking briefly about divine connection. Amen. We have passed the season of the lone stranger, of doing it by yourself, of doing it, God called me to do this, and I'm just going to strike out and go on my own. That day has passed. Even probably never was a day, which is something that we instituted. Because when you look into the Word of God, and you look at the way Jesus trained his disciples, he trained his disciples two by two. When he sent them out, he sent them out two by two. And then when you see the Apostle Paul come on the scene, he's trying to integrate into the fabric of the church. And it seems it's almost impossible until God himself gives him an ally within the ranks of the church system. And first he gives him Barnabas, who is the son of consolation, and Barnabas kind of embraces him and carries him around, takes him around, introduces him, makes sure he's well received. And then when he leaves that particular relationship with Barnabas, because of flesh, amen, you might as well understand that Paul the Apostle was still in the flesh and he and Barnabas had a row, so they broke up their partnership. But listen, Paul did not continue to move about on his own. He always had a companion. If it wasn't Timothy, it was Titus or Philemon or somebody he was always connected to. And even down in Macedonia, he was connected with the woman Lydia. And it was because of her generosity that he was even able to plant and to continue to teach the church there because of Lydia. And so there was a divine connection, Paul, to be connected to that particular woman. When we look throughout the history of the Word of God, we see many such divine connections. Let's talk about Joshua chapter 2 through chapter 6. They're entering into the promised land, but first Joshua sent out two spies to see, kind of reconnaissance. Where do we need to strike first? How do we need to take over? And they go into the home of Rahab the harlot. Amen. And in that encounter, they strike up a divine partnership with Rahab. That partnership causes Rahab and all of her descendants to be alive to this day, calls her family to be blessed, calls her lineage to go forth. Amen. To be in the lineage of Boaz. Amen. Glory be to God. So look, that this is what can happen when you divinely connect for the divine purposes of God. That's a really exciting story. So you want to get in there, read the book of Joshua verses 2 through 6 and see what is happening with Rahab and the divine connection she had with the body of not the body of Christ, but with the children of God. First the two spies, and then when they brought her out after all of the calamity, she and eight souls were saved. She brought them into her house as she was instructed, and she and her family members were saved. That opened the door now for the next divine connection we're going to talk about is Naomi and Ruth. Ruth in the book of Ruth chapter 1. Naomi is so bitter. She's so destroyed because of the devastation in her life. Things are just not going well. Her husband and her sons are dead. She is destitute of finances. She has no moral support. She has no financial support. And all she can do is go back home in a pitiful state. She left out full, she says, but God is sending me back empty. But in the interim time, God has already instituted a plan to bless Naomi, even though she is not able to see it at that moment, because right then she strikes up a divine partnership with Ruth. She gives Ruth the option and says, listen, you and Orpah need to just go on back to your people. I don't have any more sons, and if I were to have a child now, by the time the child was old enough to marry, you'd be too old. So listen, just go back, find your new husband, enjoy your life. But Ruth said, entreat me not to leave you. She was connected divinely to Nate. Naomi, so that by the Spirit, even though she was a heathen or one who did not serve God, did not serve Naomi's God, at that moment she decided, your God will be my God, your people will be my people, and I am not going to leave your side. So there was in that instant a divine connection made and a divine partnership sealed. Because of that divine partnership, we have the blessed hope in Jesus Christ, because that started the lineage that brought us all the way down to Jesus. Glory be to God. That's an awesome partnership. So you can see the beauty of divine connection. Then we look at Esther and Mordecai in the book of Esther, and we see how he, once she had become an orphan, that he became like a father to her. In essence, he was her uncle, but he became like a father to her. And when she reached the age of maturity, their partnership caused Esther to rise to the seat of power over a nation. Their partnership caused her to receive instruction that would be to the saving of her own nation. I cannot stress it enough how important it is to know those who labor among you and to connect divinely with the right people. Don't just look at people because they have shiny shoes and a big briefcase, just thinking you might want to hook up with that particular ministry or hook up with that person. You have got to seek the face of God. This is what Jesus did before he began to choose his disciples. The Bible tells us he went up in the mountain and spent the whole night in prayer. He spent the whole night in prayer before he chose even one disciple. This is the Son of the Living God. This is God incarnate in the flesh. But yet he did not leave it to his own understanding. He went into the mountain and began to pray to God, asking for direction on who he was to choose out of all the fishermen that were fishing on the shore. Glory be to God. This was a thriving industry in Capernaum. This was just a hub, a metropolis, and a fishing industry with hundreds of boats. What made Jesus choose Peter? What made him stop at James and John's boat, sons of Zebedee, caused him to do such a thing? It was because he was already primed to hear the voice of God saying, this is the one to connect to, this is the one to call in. And even in choosing Judas, he had been directed by God, because God knew that he would use Judas to bring Jesus to the cross. So divine partnership is important. It is imperative. Divine connection is imperative. In this next move of God, God wants you to hook up with the right person at the right time. And I am praying and believing that when you arrive on the scene at this Women's Leadership Empowerment Summit in Fayetteville, North Carolina, on the end of this month, on 26th and 27th February, God is going to connect you divinely for destiny and purpose. Glory be to God. Finally, we talk about Anna and Simeon when Jesus was born and Mary and Joseph took him into the temple for the rites of circumcision for them to be blessed by the prophet. We find that prophet Simeon was drawn into the temple by the Spirit on that particular moment, that he might move over Jesus and begin to speak a prophetic word. And the moment that Simeon stopped speaking over Jesus, the Word of God tells us that Anna, the prophetess, came by the Spirit at that very moment. See, these two were connected in the spirit realm. She was a prophetess, that and a widow who lived in the temple, who was there day and night since her widowhood, praying and fasting in the temple. And so by the Spirit, she was led to come at that moment as Jesus was being blessed and prophesied over. And she was allowed by the Spirit of God to make a prophetic word over this child. Divine partnership is key to this next move of God. I pray for you today, women of God, that you would hear the word of the Lord and begin to pray and fast and seek his face concerning your divine connections and your divine partnerships for the coming season and this dispensation. This is the day of the woman, but it is a day when we will link shields, we will link up, and we will not break rank. Now the enemy would like to keep us at each other. He wants us to be catty. He wants us to be jealous and envious. He wants us to have low self-esteem and compare ourselves with one another. But God is removing all of the barriers. He is clearing out all of the clutter. He is taking out the trash. Glory be to God. So that we recognize that we are one heartbeat and one footstep away from destiny. And as we move forward in unity. And that's why the workshops will be centered around things that cause us to be united, organized, and mobilized. If you are ready for the next step and the next level, or if you feel that you want to get prepared, I invite you to come now to the Women's Leadership Empowerment Summit. You can find details at www.yourmarketplaceapostle.com and click on the Leadership Summit tab. There you will find the information that you need to register, and do it today. Do it now, because in a few days we are going to shut down registration. Amen. It's going to be closed. There will be no registering at the door. So if you want to be a part of this summit, let me know today. Begin to do it now. Do not wait until the last minute, because you were going to be left out. It's just like the bridegroom that came and he closed the door and the foolish virgins were left running. So do it today. If you're having a problem, you have to wait to the end of the month to make your investment. Then also contact me or contact Evangelist Tangela Diggs and let her know. You can't do it today, but you are planning to be there. This is imperative. It is important. So God bless you today. May the Lord God rise on your life today. May the glory of the Lord shine round about you as you go forth in the thing he has called you to do. Father, I bless these women of God over the airways today. I call forth the sons and daughters of God. I call us up out of our graves as according to your word in Ezekiel 37. You are bringing up women, raising the standard, lifting them up to a place of leadership. In Jesus' name, I pray, God, right now that the prophetic word will find them and it will strike at the heart of that thing which has hindered them over the past years, and that no more will it ever be able to keep them from purpose and destiny. I give you praise today. I see your daughters arising and standing up on their feet, a great and exceeding great army. God bless you today. Have a blessed one in Jesus' mighty name. This is Apostle E.J. Melvin, your Marketplace Apostle.